Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I am your host, Anthony Marino. A bit of an emergency podcast update for you early on a Tuesday morning. Being reported by Adam Schefter of ESPN that Jerry Hughes is signing a 2-year contract extension with the Buffalo Bills up to $23 million. That includes $19.5 million guaranteed per source. Again, that's coming from Adam Schefter of ESPN. The news has since been confirmed by Sal Capaccio of WGR 550 AM. And for the Buffalo Bills, locking in Jerry Hughes, their best defensive end, again, with the 2-year contract extension. And it brings up an interesting conversation for many Bills fans, right? When we came off the 2019 NFL draft, so many people were concerned of what was going to happen at defensive end for the Bills beyond the 2019 season. Now, with the contract extension for Jerry Hughes, we know that there's an answer at least throughout 2020. And so much of this ties to it, right? Being seen as a position of need for the Bills. Obviously, Hughes being very disruptive, having a good career in Buffalo so far since signing the 5-year contract extension, since the trade, right? Everyone will remember the trade made by Doug Whaley acquiring Jerry Hughes straight up for linebacker Kelvin Shepard. And now, at least good news for Bills fans, the 2-year extension for Jerry Hughes. And what does that really mean, right? Referenced just a few seconds ago that many fans were upset that Bills did not do more throughout the 2019 NFL draft to address the defensive end position. The Bills did not pick up the 5th-year option on Shaq Lawson, where it looks like he will most likely hit free agency after the 2019 season. And then you've got the question mark of Trent Murphy, who was signed as a free agent during 2018. Definitely has some promise, some potential, just like a Shaq Lawson. And those two guys will likely be battling things out throughout this upcoming season. But more of the question was, what's going to happen after Jerry Hughes hits free agency? And with that said, now at least we know that he will not be hitting free agency after the 2019 season or the 2020 season. A great contract extension for him. I mean, you look at it, $23 million over 2 years with a report of $19.5 million guaranteed. You know, we look at that for Hughes and think to ourselves, okay, this is someone, maybe he does finish his career in Buffalo. Maybe it's a little bit of, okay, let's work on this extension, get him some more guaranteed money, and then see what happens after the 2020 season. But again, good news for Bills fans as you look at Hughes and someone that you talk about so much, right? And some will point and say, okay, the sack numbers, you know, not exactly where you would want them to be. You know, 7 sacks in 2018, not a bad season. Obviously, folks would like to see him in that double digits area. But so much of that we have talked about as, you know, Hughes doing his part, right, at his defensive end position. But when you're not getting that pressure up the middle from your defensive tackles, when you've got some, you know, a solid run defender in Shaq Lawson on the opposite side, Trent Murphy battling injuries, too often you would see Hughes penetrating, right, and the quarterback would just be able to step up or escape to the opposite side. Well, the addition of Ed Oliver, obviously the number 9 pick in the 2019 draft, something looking to address that, and we can say, all right, if Oliver can deliver on his end with what he does best, what he's shown at tape from the University of Houston, what the Bills are expecting from the number 9 overall pick, that will make someone like Hughes just that much more effective. And you take a look at this now with him with the contract extension, you know, Bills fans can breathe a little bit easier, not thinking, oh, well, gosh, the cupboard is going to be bare at defensive end after 2019. Not the case anymore. The great offseason for Brandon Bean, and I do call it a great offseason because when you think about it, there have been minimal losses to this Buffalo Bills roster and plenty of moves made to address certain areas of need. the last area of need for so many folks really kind of sitting out there. Again, what happens at defensive end after 2019? Well, at least now we have one of the answers with Jerry Hughes with a two-year contract extension. So with that, Bills fans, I would totally be curious to get your thoughts on this move. Of course, you know, as you give the feedback, you can follow me on Twitter at Anth Marino. Of course, there's going to be plenty of coverage at BuffaloRumblings.com. But as we look at this, right, and you talk about the moves that the Bills have made, solidifying, right, so much along the defensive line, as you look at the investment with Ed Oliver, I'm a fan of Star Lotulelei. I know there's many fans out there. You hear the callers. You see it on Twitter. People talk about him potentially being traded. Get those thoughts out of your mind right now. The big fella is doing exactly what he needs along the defensive line. You'll have him taking up multiple blockers. With that, it gives Ed Oliver the opportunity to penetrate from the other defensive tackle spot. It allows Jerry Hughes to continue to be a menace from his side of the defensive line. And then we've got a little bit of the wild card of let's see what we can get from Trent Murphy and Shaq Lawson on the opposite side. So as we go through all of this, it is great news for Bills fans as you think about that defensive line. No question of what happens at that position after 2019 because Jerry Hughes being locked in with the two-year deal. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk more about the Jerry Hughes contract extension on Breaking Buffalo Rumblings right after this break.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I'm your host, Anthony Marino, and we're talking Jerry Hughes and his new two-year contract extension worth $23.5 million. Nice to see Brandon Bean recognizing the need to lock up Hughes with this extension, $19.5 million in guarantees, a great move for him. And, just as this news is coming out right now, waiting for additional details, additional context, did see a great tweet from Sal Capaccio at WGR. And it's right here. Jerry Hughes currently ranks 7th on the Bills' all-time sacks list, but he's about to move up quickly. Solid chance he will be top 3 when the new contract runs out after 2021. You take a look at this, Bruce Smith tops on the list, 171 sacks. No chance anyone is catching him there. But you've got Hughes at 42, right in front of him, Mario Williams at 43, Kyle Williams at 48.5, Cornelius Bennett at 52.5. You could see him moving into the 4 spot even sometime during the 2019 season. So with all of this being said, again, the moves being made by the Buffalo Bills, the promise of keeping Jerry Hughes, identifying talent that is on the roster, making the decision that they would like to keep Hughes. I will be curious to see if Hughes ends up being named a captain during the 2019 season. We know that Tremaine Edmonds is going to be more of a leader in the locker room. Of course, Lorenzo Alexander brings such a great presence. But with this, you think of that fiery, emotional type of leader, Jerry Hughes. Again, sometimes he brings Gary out. That's probably the guy that gets the personal fouls. But we know that that's something that Hughes has been able to curtail in the past. We'll be interested to see what takes place with this. So, you know, again, with the extension, and just to clarify, because I think I said before, through the 2020 season, the extension actually bringing it through 2021, as I'm seeing reports now. So, again, the Bills locking up Jerry Hughes for an additional 2 years outside of his contract that was wrapping up in 2019. So be sure to check with BuffaloRumblings.com as more details continue to come out as it relates to the Jerry Hughes contract extension. Excited to see this again. The offseason for Brandon Bean and his staff continues. We've talked in previous episodes about all the free agency signings, the great work that the Bills did in the draft, at least identifying certain needs, right? And we'll see how these guys look on the field. But for the Buffalo Bills to lock up Jerry Hughes at this point, again, an exciting morning for Buffalo Bills fans. So great to see Jerry Hughes just doing a great job at defensive end for the Buffalo Bills and looking forward to an exciting season for him in 2019. So this is going to wrap up this episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. We'll be back later in the week to talk more with you about OTAs, but wanted to get to you first thing as it relates to Jerry Hughes, the two-year contract extension per Adam Schefter. 2 years, $23.5 million, $19.5 guaranteed. Jerry Hughes remaining a member of the Buffalo Bills. So be sure to check us out at BuffaloRumblings.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Ant Marino. As always, thanks for joining us for Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. We'll be back with you next time. Take care.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.